edition of The Lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh, did you hear Danny and Stephanie and Evan try to sing Falco no, Rock
you
Man?
You guys try to sing.
Fine, sit that one out. Queen, another one, Bites the Dust, and Billy Squire. Stroking it for you there.
No, ooh. That was the stroke.
Oh, the stroke. Excuse me. Look what happens when you put a couple of
there. You know that song? Everybody thought that's what it meant for all those years. Right?
I was rocking, then I was stroking. Not in that particular order. No, it's
I don't
want to
know what you were rocking. You're stroking about. No.
Hey,
dangerous.
That was Falco that did Rock Me Amadeus, by the way, and he ironically is from the same part of Austria that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is from, Salzburg.
Remember that video?
I do.
Which video?
Because it was from the movie.
Right, Amadeus. Yeah. And they were all dressed in that stuff, in the painted faces and the big dresses and those
curls,
frilly suits or whatever you would call those things the guys were wearing.
The knickers.
You know, speaking of far away, let me quickly give a couple shout-outs. Johnny Wax, all the way down in Dallas, Texas, checked in. And Adam DeRoche in Freetown, Massachusetts, checked in as well. So we're going crazy tonight. The phones are lit up. The phones are lit up. Look, there's the hotline
lit
right
up
now.
The
again.
Hotline.
Keeping me busy. I feel like Mrs. Higgins.
This is WMFO Medford. It is the Lounge radio show, and she's a good friend of the show. I always enjoy when she calls in from the Plymouth compound, Boston Jackie. How are you, Toots?
How you doing? How you guys doing?
Hey,
good. So you enjoying the 80s music tonight?
You guys are doing a great job.
Oh, good. So what's up in the compound here? Jackie lives in Plymouth. I go to see her at least once a month we come down, right? And do like a little lunch thing?
Mm-hmm.
So, Jackie, living down in Plymouth, do you ever go to Plymouth Rock?
Yeah, I've been there a bunch of times. It's getting kind of old.
It's getting kind of old? Well, it is an old rock, you know. What about the Mayflower? You ever jump on ship?
Not yet, but I've seen it.
Oh, you have seen it. That's good to know.
So, Jackie, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. And tell me, getting interested in stuff, you love the 80s, right? You have an 80s, still have an 80s phone, right?
I do. Oh, my God. It's awful.
Is it one of those brick phones or is it one of those bag phones with that stubby antenna that hangs out the back that you would get caught on everything?
It's not a flip phone, but, I realized how spoiled I was when I had a Droid, just downgrading to this for a little bit because I won't even tell you the whole story, but I had a very high bill. I'll just put it that way.
All that data, huh?
Yeah.
What websites are you on?
I'm sorry, what?
He was being fresh. You were saying, what websites were you on? You were the YouTube sensation. No, if you really want a good night of music on YouTube, Boston Jackie, you look you up on Facebook and you're a playlist right there. I love you.
Thank you.
You take the 202, get the car, Barbara.
Get the car out, Barbara.
That's my girl. We're going to have you in studio. Promise you're going to come back and visit us?
I promise. I would love to. I miss you guys a lot.
We miss you too.
Over there.
Thank you very much, Boston Jackie, for checking in. We got Madonna coming up too for you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
All right, honey. I love you.
You too. Have a great night, guys.
Thank you. Now, this is the kind of people that check in Lounge and going to go right back into it. We got line one. Actually there, so don't worry, we will go back into the music, and this one's going out Candy Apple and Boston Jackie.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station, and the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford and WMFO.org. Get in on the 80s party and call 617-627-3800 and be live on the radio.
Upon the hour, and the sun begins to fade.
Edition of The Lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Whitney Houston, don't you want to dance? Say you want to dance. Want to dance with somebody. And,
how did that go? Do that again.
Stop it. No.
Do it again.
Shorts a
Thank
little
you.
Tighter.
Janet Jackson is missing you much, and Paula Abdul.
Straight up.
Now tell me. And Madonna kicked off that block, was going out to Boston Jackie and Candy Apple.
And Chelsea.
And just a great night in the city. We welcome your calls. Thank you for your calls. And interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Lounge Radio Show. And speaking of shows that are on here, great friend Phil Fleming has a wonderful show here on Saturday nights.
It's called The Dweezil Show, 7 to 9 p.m. We love it. Thanks, Phil. You know, you've given us some great feedback this week, and we just wanted to say hi and give you a little promotion, a little shout-out.
That movie, like Runaway Bride, the guy's name was something like Phil Fleming, but he had a morning show, and it was Wake Up with Fleming.
Wake Up with Fleming.
Excuse me. The Dweezil Show here on WMFO.
Ever wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
WMFO.org. That is the station. That is the website to check out all of your favorite shows, just like The Lounge every Thursday night, 8 to 10.
Danny, what's this? Danny's got these flappy hands going on.
He couldn't speak.
You know, everybody knows what jazz hands are. These are jazz hands on crack and steroids at the same time.
See, this is why I don't have an iPhone, because I was trying to get Facebook Live. This is the reason why. You're like, look at those hands.
Everybody's going nuts. I think, who was it? Candace posted a dancing minion online. Our friend Laurie down in Acushnet loves the minion.
He
kind of
reminds me of like Tickle Me Elmo.
Fondle you what?
Tickle
Ow, me. Elmo!
Oh, you know, hey, but Steph, you had a call
Listen,
a few seconds ago.
I did. We have a very, very special first time listener. My very, very bestie, one of my best friends, Susie Roulasonis, is checking us out in Taunton, Mass. And I'm going to send a little Dexy's Midnight Runners out to you. So I see you doing that river dance. Enjoy, girl. And if you're good, we might give you another one after this.
617-627-3800. Got about 30 minutes left here on The Lounge.
Than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Now back to more 80s on the Lounge. 91.5 WMFO.
something inside.
Listen. Let me tell you about the girl I know. She's really hip, she's low.
91.5 WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station, and the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford and WMFO.org. On your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Lips Incorporated taking you to Funky Town, though. What I think of that song, I think of Punky Brewster.
That's
Won't You Take Me to
Barbara.
Punky Town.
Oh, we're going to send that song out
Fungus
to
Fungus Town.
Fungus Town, but we're going to send that song out to Palm Springs, not
okay.
Funky Town, because our friend Barbara Ann just loves that song.
Oh,
that's one of
yeah.
her all-time
she
favorite songs.
Just
she
called.
Sent in like 25 emails. Please, please, please play this song. So we had to get it on for Barbara.
Poor Barbara's pouring hot wax in her ears right now.
Oh.
We love you, Babs.
Escape Club, Wild Wild West in OXO with Whirly Girl.
Whirly Girl. Like me, I'm a Whirly Girl.
No, you
Let
are.
Me tell you about a girl I know.
She's a goody two shoes, though, for real.
Goody two, goody two shoes.
That was going out to Sue also because of her first time calling status. So that was always my private joke with her that she's a goody two shoes. So, Sue, I'm going to send that double dose out to you.
And the music continues. Got about 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes left here on the lounge. 617-627-3800. Had to get this one in here. Come on. The lounge radio show, guys.
Now in the street there is violence, and then a lot of work to be done. No place to hang out or washing, and then I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. We'll be right back.
was a black girl, and I was afraid of a girl like that. Susan painted pictures sitting down like the Buddha sat. Geographic memory. Kathy was a Jesus freak. She liked that kind of misery. Vicky had this special way of turning sex into a song. Kamala, who couldn't sing, kept the beat and kept it strong. Zilla was an archetype, the voodoo queen, the queen of rap. Joan thought men were second best to masturbating in the bath. Sherry was a feminist. She really had that gift of gab. Kathleen's point of view was this: take whatever you can grab. Seattle was another girl who left her mark upon the map. Karen liked to tie me up and left me hanging by a strap. Jeannie had this nightclub walk that made grown men feel underage. Mariella, who had a son, said I must go, but finally stayed. Gloria, the last taboo, was shattered by her tongue one night. Mimi brought the taboo back and held it up for the light. Marilyn, who knew no shame, was never, ever satisfied. Julie came and went so fast she didn't even say goodbye. Well, Rhonda had a house in Venice, lived on brown rice and cocaine. Patty had a house in Houston, shot cop syrup in her veins. Linda thought her life was empty, filled it up with alcohol. Catherine was much too pretty, she didn't do that shit at all. Not Catherine. Pauline thought that love was simple, turn it on and turn it off. Jean-Marie was complicated, like some French filmmaker's plot. Gina was the perfect lady, always kept her stalking straight. Jackie was a rich punk rocker, silver spoon and a paper plate. Pristine transparency. Janet wrote bad poetry in a crazy kind of urgency. Tanya Turkish liked to fuck while wearing leather biker boots. Brenda Strain's obsession was for certain vegetables and fruits. Rowena was an artist, daughter, the deeper image shook her up. Dee Dee's mother left her father, took his money and his truck. Debbie Ray had no such problems, perfect Norman Rockwell home. Nina, 16, had a baby, left her parents, lived alone. Bobby joined a new wave band and changed her name to Bobby Socks. Eloise, who played guitar, sang songs about whales and cops. Terry didn't give a shit, was just a nihilist. Ronnie was much more my style, cause she wrote songs just like this. Jezebel went 40 days drinking nothing but Perrier. Dinah drove her Chevrolet into the San Francisco Bay. Judy came from Ohio, she's a Scientologist. Amaranta, here's a kiss, I chose you to end this list.
We hope you're enjoying the music. Your freeform station, WMFO.org.
Car.
80s edition of The Lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh, and I was trying to do the Footloose in studio to Lounge radio
That's
show.
That's what
here.
You call that?
Lifting a half a leg up? That's my exercise for the
it
night.
It looked like a dog peeing in a corner on a fire hydrant. He was lifting his leg up, shaking it.
You look like MC Hammer on crack.
Baby.
That was my impersonation of it. The Nails 88 line.